Dad, I have a question. What is franchising?
Hi, everybody. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Luke. And on today's episode of Dad, I have a question, we're going to talk about franchising.
Good question, Luke. So franchising is when a company allows somebody else to use its brand and its know-how and its sort of policies and procedures to open stores or restaurants or, you know, little mini companies, basically. So let's use an example. The biggest franchisor in the country, actually probably in the world, but definitely in the country, is...
Oh, by the way, guys, when he starts out with that, that does not mean you're done listening to the video. There is a lot of information you can learn here, okay? So just listen to the end, please.
So what's the biggest, what's the most popular franchise in the country in terms of number of franchises? I'll give you a hint.
Probably McDonald's, I guess.
Or some restaurant. Super close, yeah. So actually, McDonald's is, I believe, the second most, but... The first one is a sandwich store.
Oh, Subway.
Subway, that's right, Subway. Okay, it seems like there are Subways everywhere, right? So there's a company. It's actually...
And that's why Subway makes so much money. I'm guessing, probably.
Yes. So, okay, there's a company. Weirdly, it's called Doctors Associates instead of Subway Inc., but that's kind of neither here nor there. So let's just call it Subway. So Subway franchises, meaning if you want to open a Subway, you can, believe it or not.
Mind blown.
So what you would do is you would go to Subway Inc. or Doctors Associates and say, I want to open a franchise. I want to open a Subway. And they would say, okay, no worries. Where do you want it to be? Where do you want it to be?
In Seattle.
In Seattle? Okay. So they would say, well, where in Seattle? And they would ask for a specific address and they would ask you to basically...
Which means that you would have to rent out the space for yourself or they would?
You would, but you don't do it just yet. You wait until they approve your franchise. Anyway, they basically put you through like qualifications. They want to make sure... What do you think they want to make sure about you before they agree to have you do a franchise?
You'll make a good store and that you won't like ruin the name of something.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Exactly. So, and they will charge you a lump sum, which means like a single amount. For Subway, I think it's around, it's like between $75,000 and $80,000, somewhere in that range. And they'll say, you know, pay us that amount of money. And then you also have to pay us, what do you think going forward? How would that work?
Well, you would probably have to pay them like, you know, rent, like I said before.
And well, not rent, because food, Subway doesn't, okay, food and supplies, yeah. So Subway doesn't own the property, right? Some other company owns that spot.
Let's say it's a shopping mall in Seattle.
Exactly, a shopping mall. So you pay them rent, but typically you pay Subway 6 to 8%
you need the
supplies.
Everything.
Yes. Okay. So you typically pay them 6 to 8% of your total revenue. So like however much money you make from selling food and drinks and whatever. And then also you have to buy their supplies. Because you can't open a Subway and sell like, I don't know,
pizza,
right? Right? Why would Subway not want you to do that?
Because then because it's not coming from Subway, it might not be good, and then people will be like, oh, Subway's bad. Mm-hmm. But also, Subway's not a pizza place.
Right. It would be inconsistent with their brand, and it would kind of confuse everybody.
It would be kind of like if you made your Subway sign blue and red, and you put pictures of, like, superheroes on the walls.
Okay, exactly. So one of the things you have to do is you have to agree to abide by their brand standards. It means it has to look and feel like a Subway and be consistent with other Subways, okay?
Which is why you can't make pizzas.
Exactly. So you have to agree to buy their supplies and their food. And let's say they decide to roll out a new type of sandwich. You also have to agree to, like...
Promote it and sell that.
Yeah. Now, actually, as a sort of we can cover it right now. So let's say what happens if you open your Subway, you pay them the $80,000 to start. You sign your lease, you sign your franchise agreement with them, which says that you're going to pay them 6 to 8% of revenue. And they say, guess what? For now on, all the bread that you have to buy the bread, right? Because that's one of the deals. And bread is now going to be twice as expensive as it was before.
I was about to say, and then they raise the price.
Right. So there are actually laws that protect this that say that they have to be competitive. The pricing that they charge their franchisees has to be competitive with what it would cost if they went and bought, you know, bread or napkins or supplies elsewhere.
For their own.
Yeah. Sure. And so some of the supplies actually can come from other companies.
But what if let's say we started a Subway in Seattle, and like we got mad at them because this, like, because you can listen to our supply and demand episode, but basically the demand for sandwiches went up, right? So the demand for bread went up, so the supply went down. So they had to raise the prices of bread.
That would be
that's
okay.
That's how supply and demand works.
That would be fine as long as it's basically similar to what other companies
would charge. As long as it's what they're paying
charge.
Someone, as long as it's what, like, as long as it's normal-ish for the price
exactly,
of bread.
Exactly, exactly. Now let's talk about the pros and cons of franchising. First of all, from your perspective, from the entrepreneur's perspective, why would you, let's say you want to open a sandwich shop and you're choosing, should I make it a Subway or should I make it Luke's Sandwiches?
Well, first off, Subway, like, I wouldn't go to Luke's Sandwiches. I would go to the Subway.
Oh, okay.
So there's a pro right there.
Okay, so the pro is that calling it a Subway, what, like...
People search Subways in town and they go to the Subway.
Okay, so
it's like, more recognized as a brand.
Perfect. It's more recognized as a brand. And so that probably would increase your revenue. Would it increase it by more than the 6 to 8% that you're going to have to give them?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe not. If it was a good brand, like... You know, maybe Subway is great, and if it's a bad brand, maybe it's not worth it. So the best franchise brands are able
but
to charge
more. But wouldn't Subway?
More
oh yeah, I was about to say Subway. Wouldn't Subway charge more to you for you to open a Subway?
Well, let me give you an example. Do you know how
like,
much it
let's
costs?
Say Luke's, let's say Luke's Sandwich Shop was offering franchising to some random person.
Yes.
And Subway was. Would Subway charge more for the franchising because
yes.
they would want Subway?
Well, let me give you an
sandwich
example.
Shop?
How much do you think it costs to open McDonald's?
A lot.
If you want to open a McDonald's franchise, it's about $1 million that you have to pay to McDonald's.
That's a lot.
Because
that is a lot.
Because McDonald's has such a well-recognized brand that a lot of customers are like, oh, I want to go to McDonald's. And so it's way better to have a McDonald's than to have a Luke's Burgers.
And then you have to ask yourself, so that's true, but if you're picking between Luke's Burgers or McDonald's for franchising, on the other hand, you can't really, like, you might not be able to afford the $1 million for starters
that's
to get
true.
A McDonald's.
Well.
So you have to figure out, you know, what can you do. But, on the other hand, maybe your McDonald's will get a super high payoff because it's a McDonald's.
So all the way at the other end of the spectrum, one of the lowest.
Which is why entrepreneurs take a risk for their business, always.
Absolutely. On the other end of the spectrum, one of the least expensive franchises is 7-Eleven. So if you want to open a 7-Eleven store, it's like... $30,000-$40,000 for a franchise fee.
That's still it's not
still
much.
A lot, but think about it. Would
start a business that's actually not.
Would customers rather go to a 7-Eleven to buy, you know, soda and gum and whatever, or would they rather go to a Luke's shop?
That's
probably 7-Eleven. They feel they know it better. So okay, back
but
to pros and cons.
You said that it was like the least franchised one. I know what 7-Eleven is. I'm sure there's thousands of restaurants that I don't know the names of.
That's
true.
That's true. But a lot of things are not franchised, like Starbucks in the
so
U.S.
So basically, you have to get big enough. You have to get, like, big enough to franchise.
So it's totally depends on the company. So, for example, you know Mod Pizza, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, in my other podcast that I do called Office Hours, I interview CEOs. And you, I don't know if you remember Mr. Svensson, he's the CEO of Mod Pizza.
Yeah.
I interviewed him in that podcast, and we talk about pros and cons of franchising.
You should listen to that podcast. That's a cool one.
Well, he was describing, like, he had this chain of pizza restaurants called Mod Pizza, and it was going great, and he's trying to decide.
Mod Pizza's great. You should go to Mod Pizza. And there's another reason, like, you know, shouldn't they be paying us sponsorships? Just like in the other episode when I said
so the question is, if you were running Mod Pizza and you had a couple hundred stores, would you want to franchise it to other entrepreneurs to open more stores? So let's talk pros and cons from the franchisor's perspective. Franchisor means the company, the brand.
The guy, the company who's franchising.
Right.
The franchising person is the franchisor.
Correct. And the entrepreneur, this smaller guy, is the franchisee.
Yeah.
And actually, I should point out that sometimes they're not very small. Sometimes they're also big companies.
What if 7-Eleven was trying to franchise off McDonald's?
That would be confusing. But there are franchisees of McDonald's, for example, that have hundreds of McDonald's. So they're actually big companies, but they're franchisees. So they're not always individual entrepreneurs. But anyway, from the franchisor standpoint, what is a reason that they would want to franchise?
They would get money, for starters.
Yes, absolutely. What's another... let's say they wanted to have a lot of more locations...
then that would be good. But on one hand, it really depends on if you think they're going to do a good job or not for all the rest of the pros and all the cons, basically, in my in my opinion. Because on one hand, if they do a good job, then some person goes to the subway and they're like, oh, this subway is good. I liked it. And then they go to a different subway, which happened not to be the franchise. The franchisee, but the franchise.
So you just hit upon a negative of franchising, which is it's hard for them to control quality, right? If they own, so Starbucks in the U.S. owns their own stores. If they think that a store is dirty or whatever, they can fire the manager. They can, you know, they own it. It's theirs. If it's a franchise, like it's very difficult for Subway, for example, or McDonald's to control quality. Have you ever been to McDonald's and it feels kind of icky and you're like, So it's hard for them to control quality. So a negative of franchising is you lose the ability to control the quality.
And then they might make it a dirty store. Yes. And then people will be like, oh, no, McDonald's sucks. Never mind. I'm not going here anymore.
Now, one other thing that a lot of companies do is they use franchising for international expansion. So, for example, let's say you are Mod Pizza, and this is true. Mod Pizza franchises in Europe, in England. So, you know, here they are in the U.S., they're opening new stores, and it's expensive for them to open a store, but they want to plant a flag in, you know, in London, meaning...
Which means they want to get to London.
Yeah, they want to start opening some stores there, but they don't want to focus on it right now. So they sell a franchise agreement to some operator in England, and they say, hey, you can take my pizza, take our brand, take our recipes. Also, I'd like to point out,
if they were picking the franchisee... they would probably pick one that they would think would do a good job.
Yes. And there are entire companies that specialize in running franchises. So actually, it just so happens that their franchisee in the UK is a company that operates franchises for lots of brands. So it, so the pros and cons quickly. The pros for a franchisor is it's a good way to earn revenue and it's a good way to open new stores without having to spend a lot of money to open the new stores because the entrepreneur is the one that... the franchisee is the one that opens the stores.
Yeah.
And one of the negatives is it's hard to control quality. I think let's wrap up.
Basically, franchising is something that companies do where they can sell basically the rights to someone to open their business and use their brand in a store or a restaurant.
Exactly. One last concept.
We just talked over the pros and cons.
Also. One last concept. Usually you get a regional exclusivity. Like let's say you open that Subway, you know, in Seattle. Usually it means that no one else can open a Subway franchise within a couple blocks or a couple miles or whatever. You know, like otherwise it wouldn't really be fair to you. Like let's say you opened a McDonald's a franchise and then McDonald's sold another franchise right across the street to somebody else. You'd be like, wait, there are two McDonald's on the same street.
Yeah.
And so that's usually how franchises work. They have some regional exclusive territory.
By the way, everyone, those are our dogs making the appearance. They have to make it every podcast they can, right, guys?
They really want an every episode podcast about them. So they just bark through our episodes. Okay. Last reminder, please tweet at Spencer Raskoff if you have suggestions for other questions. And thanks for listening. Next time you see a Subway or a McDonald's, you'll... Oh, actually... here's something that listeners can try at home. Next time you're in a McDonald's, or some other restaurant like that, usually behind the counter, there's a little sign that says, like, this franchise McDonald's is operated by Luke Raskoff, Inc., or whatever the name of the franchisee is. And they put a little sign up that says who the operator of the franchise is.
And if you can't find that, you can ask your parents if they know.
And if you can't find it, it might actually be an owned and operated. That means
real, true McDonald's.
Yeah, that means that McDonald's operates it itself. There are no owned and operated Subways. All the Subways are
franchise. You could also probably Google that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.